Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a proper old school jungle and TNB Rewind Moment Shape workflow in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. And this is not just about slapping a reverse effect on a sample and calling it a day. We're building a transition that actually feels like the track is being pulled backward into the next section, with weight, rhythm, and a bit of rave drama. The goal here is to make a rewind that sounds intentional, musical, heavy. The kind of move that can lead into a drop, a bass switch, a new break, or a vocal hit and make the whole arrangement feel bigger. If you've ever heard those classic jungle moments where everything seems to suck back for a second before the drums slam back in, that's the energy we're after. Now, before we touch any effects, let's talk about source material, because this matters a lot. A rewind works best when you feed it something short and characterful. Don't start with a full mix. Start with something like a two-bar break, an amen chop, a vocal stab, a snare hit, a bass phrase, a piano stab, or even a little vinyl texture. The reason is simple. Rewind moments are strongest when the source has a clear identity. The more focused the sound, the more the listener feels the movement. For jungle, a break is usually the best place to start. An amen slice, a snare roll, a ragga vocal, something with transience and attitude. Those little attack points are what make the rewind feel like it has something to grab onto. So, drag your sample onto an audio track and turn warp on. For drums and break material, beats mode is usually the first choice. If you're working with vocals or full-range musical samples, Complex Pro is often better. For bass notes or monophonic stabs, tones can work really nicely. With beats mode, keep an eye on the transient handling and the preserve setting. You want the groove to stay tight, but you don't want the sample to sound crunchy in a bad way. The clip should still feel locked to the grid. Now here's the core move. We create the rewind motion by reversing part or all of the phrase. You can duplicate the clip and reverse the duplicate in clip view, placing it just before the drop or switch. That gives you the classic sucked back feeling immediately. But for a more musical result, I usually recommend reversing only the tail of the phrase. Slice it into smaller chunks, maybe quarters, eighths, or even sixteenths, and reverse the final few slices. Keep the beginning forward, then let the last section fall backward. That contrast makes the rewind feel triggered, like something actually happened in the arrangement instead of just a reversed file sitting there. This is where the transient becomes your anchor. Old-school rewind energy often works, because one sharp sound is still present before the effect starts dissolving. A snare tick, a rim shot, a vocal consonant, a break hit, that little attack tells the ear, okay, we're going somewhere, and then the rest can smear and collapse. Next, we shape the rewind with automation. This is the difference between a cheap effect and a real transition. First, volume automation. Start full, then fade downward into the rewind, and cut sharply right before the impact. That motion creates the sense of the sound being physically pulled away from you. Then filter automation. Use auto filter either on the source or on a return track. A bandpass sweep can be perfect for that hollow rewind character. A low-pass sweep gives you a darker, more classic feel. You can start fuller, then close the filter as the transition progresses, or do the opposite if you want a dramatic dive. A little resonance adds bite, but don't overcook it. We want pressure, not a whistle. And remember, even though warp mode itself isn't automatable, you can fake temporal pull by tightening clip edits, shortening reversed fragments, and using fade shapes and gain moves. That's part of the workflow. You're not just reversing audio, you're sculpting time. Now let's build the actual FX chain. On the rewind return track or directly on the audio channel, a really strong stock device chain is utility, auto filter, echo, reverb, frequency shifter, saturator, and then glue compressor or compressor at the end. Start with utility. Use it to control gain and stereo width. This is a really important first step because rewind effects can spike, especially once you start adding feedback and saturation. If you want the transition to feel focused and centered, narrow the width a bit as the drop approaches. If you want a more psychedelic jungle swell, keep it broader earlier on, then collapse it later. That width collapse right before the drop is a killer move. It feels like the room is folding inward. After that, auto filter. This is where you shape the motion. Band pass is great for a hollow, old-school tunnel feel. Low pass is great for a darker, murkier sweep. Add a little resonance if you want the transition to talk back. The trick is to use the filter as part of the motion, not just as a tone control. Open it slightly during the build, then close hard in the final half beat, or do a quick dive. Either way, the filter should feel like it's participating in the rewind, not just sitting on top of it. Echo comes next, And this is where the smear and trail really start to happen. Keep the time short and musical, like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 20 to 45% is usually enough. Roll off some lows so the delay doesn't muddy the bottom, and keep the modulation subtle. If you want a wider image, ping pong can be great, but don't let it sound too clean. For old school jungle, the echoes should feel murky, short, and a little unstable. Then reverb, not a giant lush reverb. We want a smoke trail, not a cathedral. Short decay, dark tone, small or medium size. Keep the low cut high enough to protect the kick zone, and trim some of the top end so the tail feels dusty rather than shiny. This is especially useful when you're layering a vocal or break rewind and want that sense of space without washing out the landing. Now frequency shifter. This one is a secret weapon if you use it subtly. A small amount of fine shifting can make the rewind feel warped and physically unstable. Great for dark DNB, great for that slightly haunted, off-center feel. Keep it brief. If you push it too far, it can become seasick fast. But use tastefully. It adds that weird tape-bending energy that makes the transition feel alive. Then saturator. This is where you bring in grit and density. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, output trim to match. That's enough to add body and make the transition feel less digital. If you want a harder, more aggressive jungle moment, drive it a bit more. If you want a cleaner old-school vibe, keep it subtle and let the sample do more of the talking. Finally, glue compressor or compressor. The goal here is to weld the chain together. You usually only need a couple dB of gain reduction. Enough to glue it, enough to make the movement feel unified, but not so much that you squash the life out of it. If your chain is pumping in a nice way, good. If it's breathing too much and distracting from the arrangement, back it off. At this point, the rewind should already feel much more intentional. But the real power move is resampling. Record that whole transition onto a new audio track. Freeze the best version of the rewind moment into audio. This gives you control over timing, energy, and arrangement in a way that live processing alone often can't. Once it's resampled, you can cut it, reverse the tail, slice it into smaller pieces, and shape it to fit the phrase exactly. This is where the workflow becomes a real tool instead of a one-off effect. Once you have the resampled rewind, chop it into small rhythmically useful sections. Half bar, quarter bar, eighth note, even 16th note fragments if you need them. Then place those pieces so the rewind is locked to the break. In jungle, that's crucial. The effect shouldn't float above the groove. It should feel like part of the percussion conversation. A really solid structure is something like this. First half of the transition is your dry phrase or short fill, then the reversed sample and filter sweep take over, then the last eighth note or last beat gets cut hard, and then the new drop or break comes in with full force. That final clean landing is important. Don't let the tail fight the drop. The messiness should happen before the impact, not across it. And that's a big coaching point here. Think in layers of motion, not just reversal. The best rewind moments usually combine at least two kinds of movement. One layer pulls back rhythmically. Another layer smears spectrally. A reversed clip by itself can sound obvious, but reversed audio plus filter closure plus a width collapse plus a short feedback tail. Now it feels designed. That's the sauce. You can also add classic supporting layers to make the transition feel more expensive. A snare flam right before the cut. A reverse cymbal. A ghost break hit. A sub drop on the landing. Some vinyl noise or tape hiss underneath. Maybe a tiny crash on beat one. The trick is to keep the layers coordinated so they all support the same emotional gesture. Here's a nice old school stack idea. A reversed vocal chop. A filtered amen slice. A snare roll. Then a sud hit and a small crash on the downbeat. That's a real phrase cue. It doesn't just say transition. It says new section incoming. Now, arrangement. Indeed, NB, rewind moments work best when they feel like part of the phrase structure. Great spots include the end of an 8-bar section, before a switch into half-time bass, at the end of a 16-bar variation, or before the main drop from a breakdown. You can think of it like punctuation. It answers the previous phrase and announces the next one. One useful arrangement example. Bars 1 through 4, full groove. Bar 5, the break starts thinning out. Bar 6, the filter starts closing. Bar 7, the reverse phrase enters. Final beat of bar 8, hard cut and impact. Bar 9, new drop, full pressure. That's the kind of shape that feels natural in jungle and old school DNB. And don't be afraid to make the rewind feel performed. Use little clip gain fades, manual timing tweaks, short mutes, Tiny imperfections in the automation. A rewind that is too perfect can feel sterile. A rewind with a little instability feels more like a live-rave gesture. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't rewind too much low-end. Reverse bass usually gets messy and unreadable fast, so high-pass the transition or cut below about 80 to 120 Hz if needed. Second, don't drown the whole thing in huge reverb that kills the impact and blurs the groove. Third, don't make the rewind too long unless you really want a breakdown. Most of the time, half a bar to 2 bars is enough. Fourth, keep it rhythmically locked. If it doesn't relate to the break, it will feel disconnected. And fifth, use frequency shifter carefully. It's powerful, but it can get weird fast.